Item 7, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on the 2013 Aquatics Incentive Program at Washington Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Schlosser?
Chairman, Supervisors, Laura Schlosser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks Department. A little background on this program, just as you, for your recollection, back in when we did the budget prep for 2013, there was an amendment sponsored by Supervisor Stamper to increase usage, with the goal of increasing usage at Washington Park Swimming Pool. As a result of that process and that amendment, working very closely with Supervisor Stamper and a lot of the neighborhood groups in the Washington Park neighborhood, we developed an aquatics incentive program to encourage kids and families to learn how to swim. With that program, we reached out with Supervisor Stamper's help to two organizations in particular, which is Our Next Generation and Westside Academy. They provide summer camp and programming throughout the summer. And what this program was designed to do was set up a 6 or 8 week swimming lesson program. As the kids participated in the program, if they completed at least 3 lessons, they earned a deep well swimming pass for the summer to visit any deep well pool within the system. For those children who knew how to swim, they could also earn a free swimming pass by working with neighborhood organizations such as Urban Ecology Center and Washington Park Partners and doing 4 hours of community service. Didn't necessarily have to be within Washington Park. Many of them did volunteer within the park, but as long as they documented their 4 hours of community service, they also did earn a pass. So what we found in this program, we went into it with about 130 children committed between Our Next Generation and Westside Academy. We actually exceeded that amount. At the end of the program, there were 96 kids from just Our Next Generation who participated throughout the program, and another approximately 30 to 40 in Westside Academy. We had 5 children through Urban Ecology Center earn their deep well pass from community service efforts. So it ended up to be a lot more successful, I think, than we thought, just for sheer numbers of the children who participated. We also opened up the free swimming lesson opportunity to members of the public. At the beginning of the summer, we had approximately 24 families express interest, and we had 10 people routinely participate. We got some feedback from the lifeguards, and they were very encouraged. Many of the children earned swimmer status, which means that they would be able to pass the swimming test in order to use the diving boards and swim in the deep end. So they were very encouraged. In your packet, you will see some pictures from the lessons. You will also see some feedback forms from the children themselves, from Our Next Generation. We got a lot of support from the community. Again, like I said, we had some members of the community and board members of Washington Park Partners who were there every single week to help and support the kids, and it turned out to be incredibly successful. So we're really looking forward to continuing it in 14, and hopefully, you know, we've got a really good foundation now where we can model it. If it were to expand throughout the system, I think we've got a really good model here. So thank you for your help with that this summer, and take any questions.
Good questions, Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. excellent report. I appreciate all your hard work. Thank you to Laura, and thank you to the Parks Department for their enthusiasm and willingness to implement this successful swim program. So she basically mentioned everything. It reaped great benefits for the community, and we look forward to building off the success of 2012 for next year. So I just got a couple questions. I received the report, and I understand how much was spent. So we do have a balance, and according to how much was spent the first year, we should be able to continue for the next 2 years if we stay under that budget. But if not, you just let me know, and maybe I can persuade my colleagues to come to Washington Park and put some more money into it. Right, Borkowski? Well, anyway, what is the plan for next year? And, you know, when are the dates to get started? And how will we be using that balance for the continuation of this program?
Chairman, supervisors, you know, we're very much encouraged by the success of the program, but one thing was very evident in reviewing the program and its success, and that was engaging these agencies like Our Next Generation and Westside, because what they did was they incorporated the lessons right into their daily curriculum, and so we had kind of a captive audience. So I think that it through that lesson learned, I think we need to do a little bit more targeted effort to get more agencies involved, the summer camps, and target those larger groups and bringing them in. And I think that we can definitely increase our capacity through the program. And again, looking system-wide, are there opportunities in other locations to expand this program as well? With maintaining the integrity of the program at Washington, of course.
Okay. So just more outreach and reach back out to those same organizations.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you,
Laura. Thank you, Parks Kukowski. Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to just compliment. This is a great program. I know that, obviously, youth and swimming lessons. I don't believe, I know that we have, I don't think in the history of county parks pools, ever have had a daytime or during our hours that we have lifeguards, I don't think we've ever had a drowning at a pool while the pools were open. I mean, this goes back 1,000 years, which is really amazing. Unfortunately, when we do have drownings at our pools, it's usually in the evening when it's usually youth that climb the fence to cool off or whatever, and then we end up finding, unfortunately, them in the pool the next morning. I don't think we had any tragedies like that this summer, right?
No.
Okay, well, congrats. That's great. Ms. Lusher, the only question I have is, as a swimmer, is Supervisor Stamper worth anything?
Chairman, I have no comment.
I didn't get out there this year, but I, you know what, I'm glad you said it. I'll be out there in 2014.
All right, and then I want to see you on the diving board, too.
Well, I think I'm going to go to Pulaski to experience that, because they got a nice diving board over there. Right, Dargo? Yes, sir. Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For those who haven't seen the actual file on this and documents attached, there are some really great testimonials written by the kids themselves saying, you know, here's what I learned this year. I worked how to float, but I'm still working on it. They're not all spelled right, and they don't have all the right grammar, but they're really great testimonials. The kids drew pictures of themselves learning how to swim, and then there's a lot of photographs in the file as well. So it's great to not just hear a positive report, but to actually get a visual and see how the kids went out and learned how to swim. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, this item is informational. Thank you. And we will move on to item number 8.